Sorry, folks, I couldn't resist putting that in there, and I have no idea what it's called, but I'm sure some of you know, so you can write it down, write it in the chat if you know what this is called.
Those are both very fun tunes. And the last one I don't really know the name of, but it's a great tune, too.
Oh, I'm sure somebody out there knows
it. Is that Another Jig Will Do?
Yeah, kind of appropriate, too, wasn't it?
Ah, Barney Rennigan. That's the right name.
There you go. There you go.
Thanks, Susan and Kara.
Well, we're doing well. We're 59 people. That's pretty amazing. I can't believe it. So welcome aboard all the newcomers. If you haven't been here before, we're delighted to have you. And we'll hope you keep coming back. I just signed up for another 6 weeks. So don't be shy. And hopefully you guys are, some of you guys will make the some of these master sessions, even just for listening. I'm over the moon. The response I'm getting from all the all my peers has just been amazing. They're all excited and happy to do it. So, you know, you will be posting, Lisa will be posting bios and photos for those that we don't have yet already. But I'm sure a lot of you know who these people are already. And if you don't, you should get to know them because they're absolutely incredible. And I'm hoping to have, I was just talking to Kathleen Nagown, and we hope to have Kathleen or Caitlin and her father, Anton McGown, or Tony Smith, as I knew him when I was growing up. So we hope to add those guys. And I'm talking to, if anybody's into harp, I've been talking to Janet Harbison, and she's agreed to do one. We just have to get the date for her. So she is somebody that runs the Belfast, or at least did. She was the director of the Belfast Harp Orchestra. I've known her since I was about 18 years old, and she's absolutely phenomenal. So anyway, so you take a look at the master session stuff and see what's coming up. There's a lot of really great stuff. So. All right.
I'm going to drop the link for the master sessions in the chat for anybody who wants that, by the way.
Okay, great. Oh, I got two cooking kitchens here. All right. Let's go back to reels, I think. I'm just trying to get. So, let's do the blackberry blossom and the swallow's tail. Everybody knows that. I do know these tunes, by the way. It's just when you have a database of thousands of tunes, it's hard to remember how they all start if you don't play them all the time. So I'm sure that some of you are in the same position. If you're learning a lot of tunes, it's kind of hard to keep them all in that database up there. So, and that one, and then Swallowtail. So I don't know if you think any of these tune titles are appropriate for Thanksgiving, but they may be on the periphery of giving thanks, right? So the Blackberry Blossom. Thank you. The Blackberry Blossom was a really popular tune in the 70s in the London Irish session scene. It's a great tune. So if you don't know it, you should learn it. It really is a wonderful tune. So how we doing so far? We're doing good? Any comments or I wish I could get everybody all on one screen, but anyway, so
so is the Blackberry Blossom like the bluegrass version?
No.
Nah.
Good.
So we actually, Eileen Ivers and I recorded that on Fresh Takes, the Blackberry Blossom. I'm just trying to think how it goes. I can't think of it. But if you look on YouTube and look up John Wheel and Eileen Ivers, you'll find the Blackberry Blossom version on YouTube from the album Fresh Takes. So don't forget, if Stephen Prout, how are you? So let me see, 3 of 3. I'm just trying to see. Michael O'Donovan, how are you? I don't know if I said hello to you yet. And Howard, good to see you guys. Don Young, Linda Strauss.
John.
Lovely to have you on board. And if I've missed anybody, I apologize. And some people are not on their screen, so I'm not gonna bother. Now, there's one here, I don't. So what's your name? Your name is not up here. You with the flute. Karen, there you go. It's Karen. You just logged off. All right. So let's go back to jigs, I guess. I got a bunch of jigs. So this is interesting. So I got the Jackson's bottle of brandy, and I went to session.org, and they don't have it. They have it as another tune, the drops of brandy. If I can't find the music, we can't play it, though, because I can't remember how the bloody thing goes.
John, do you know what the Blarney Pilgrim? That's another good jig, Thanksgiving theme.
Right. How does it go? Can you play a couple of notes of it? So I do know it, but I can't.
Here it is.
Okay, we could do that. We can start with that so I remember it. Let me see.
John?
Yeah.
The session had Jackson's bottle of brandy as Pay the Reckoning.
Right.
Is that the same tune?
Oh, maybe. You know, I had to go to O'Neill's book, and I had to put it on my phone, and I thought I printed it, but I guess I didn't. But it's on my scanner, so let me see if I can find it. So that's the hard part sometimes, is getting accurate names of tunes, and because I'm the world's worst for that kind of stuff. So let me see if I can even read off of this bloody thing. I don't know this tune that well, but I thought, you know,
I can brandy. I have the start of it, if that would help jog your memory, for the Jackson's bottle of brandy.
I have it right here in front of me.
I do. Okay.
Stop dropping my phone. All right, give me a second here. I'm not usually quite this disorganized, but you know what? We're gonna have to leave it because I can't even read off my phone. I'm sorry. If Jen comes back, maybe she can get the music. So, what was that tune? Lisa, you started it a little bit for me, right? How did it go again?
It was not me. That it was the Blarney Pilgrim.
Who was it? Denise?
Yeah.
Why don't we put that? We'll put that tune with the geese in the bog and the apples in winter, right?